All right. Matters arising, if you'd like to refer to minutes. 418, the general requirements of emergency vehicle access. This is interesting, and this is something we should do more often. You'll see here that we have engaged with Buildings Department and FSD. We had an interesting session with them a few days ago now, a week ago. And in both cases, working with them, we've been able to achieve significant improvement in the situation in terms of the impact of EVA, the EVAs on the waterfront. It's a pity that we have to take the initiative and we have to drive the change, if you like. It would be nice to see that come from proponent and government. But just shows that, you know, again, the role of the Commission, the role of the task forces is very important, because certainly in those two cases we've been able to achieve significant improvement. Paragraph 5.3, reassembly of Queen's Pier. Three design proposals, as you know, have been shown to the public. The public have been engaged and consulted on which they prefer. And I think the report is being finalised. We were briefed, the task force was briefed recently on the initial findings of the engagement exercise, but we're still waiting for the final report, and that obviously will be circulated to members when we have it. Paragraph 5.5, the study on waterfront connectivity, the good work done by the students from Worcester Poly, that's been circulated to government departments, and we're looking to them for some specific feedback on those recommendations, because there were some good things in what the students were suggesting. Enhancement of landscape along Lungwar Road. Paper was circulated to members on the 10th of May, and a written response to members' inquiries on the planting was circulated to members on the 20th of June. Paragraph 6.5, proposed development with eating place and shop services, Kaitak Runway. These are the hotel sites. Again, the harbour unit, so this is how I think we should progress things on a regular basis. It's very difficult to have a discussion on detail with 30 people around a table. So we had an informal session. Task Force had an informal session on the 21st of April. And there was another session involving the public on the 7th of May, and members participated in that. Again, we might get a report on that at some stage during the meeting. 7.3, signage, Chimsat Churi waterfront. LCSD is into this. The signage certainly has improved. I've been on site, but I still think it could be better. And maybe we might have a site visit with LCSD and agree what needs to be done. It's still not very clear, if you're a stranger, where to go and how. Planning paragraph 9.4. Planning application in relation to Chimsat Churi revitalisation plan. It's been decided, as you know, that the LCSD will not proceed with the works, the original scheme that were proposed along the waterfront, and therefore, as a result, because there are no structures now involved, there's no need for them to go. For LCSD to go back to the town planning board, go to the town planning board. So they have advised the planning board that they're now considering a much more modest scheme, which will not require town planning board approval. And then finally, paragraph 9.18, Victoria, the presentation by the Victoria Harbourfront Concern Group. This is, as you know, a bit of an experiment. I think it's a useful exercise. There will be others who want to come and see us. In fact, so there's a group from Kennedy Town who want to come and present their concerns to us. And I think it's something, again, over time, in terms of our role as the champion for the harbour and our role as the engagement intermediary, if you like, that we should be dialoguing with these groups on a regular basis. And I have literally today signed a written response to them, thanking them for their contribution and saying that the matters that they've raised are receiving careful attention. So that's all I have on matters arising. Please. Sorry. I think we've got you here, Franklin.
Oh, yes.
Paragraph 8.5, of the minutes. Vincent is down as suggesting I'm not quite what he was suggesting, but anyway, Vincent was suggesting something, and in fact, it's Franklin.
I think we both suggested that, and then you it was agreed in the last meeting. But then, is there any indication of whether a working group would be formed, like for the high tech projects or other projects and the EVA, etc.? So I think that would be one of the important issues of the Harbourfront Commission.
Okay, let's look at that. Yes, yeah. Thank you. That's all I have under matters rising. Paul, please.
On the EVA, I hope that the outcome of our last discussion on EVAs that we had at the Bureau, which was informal, that one of the learning was there that the EVA requirement in North Point came about because the building is set back from the road by a few meters. So I hope that the Director of Planning can take note that the EVA on the front of the building wouldn't be required if the building hadn't been set by a couple of meters from the road. And so we have to be aware of what creates an demand for an EVA or what doesn't. So we kind of cut our own fingers on that one. But it's just that's a comment for noting. On the issue of the Queen's Pier, I have a very specific question. I saw a note from the Development Secretary earlier on. I think it was on his blog. And what are the existing and planned works which are in the way of putting Queen's Pier at its original, or not at its original location, but near its original location at the City Hall? I think it was a point made that's a critical issue, and I'd like to better understand why that's a critical issue. And if that is a critical issue, why is it not a critical issue for the Covered Piazza? And finally, does that mean that the extended overrun tunnel for the Airport Express Rail has not yet been put into place, whereas it was suggested in 2008 that would have been completed by 2012? In 2008, the government said the Queen's Pier could be put back near its original location, but only after 2012. When the airport extended overrun tunnel has been completed. So I try to understand what has changed given recent statements by the Secretary on that point. And on the issue of the WPI report, I noticed that we have some kind of signage for the Tsim Sha Tsui waterfront. But I believe that the students walked around the entire waterfront and have recommendations for signage around the entire waterfront, not limited to Tsim Sha Tsui. Thank you.
Thank you. Christine, do you want just to respond on Queen's Pier? Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Maybe I can actually respond to the question about Queen's Pier. I think Paul is referring to the Secretary's reply to a Legislative Council question that took place a week ago. And allow me to recap the issue for general members' reference. The question asked was that why was the Institute Assembly not considered in the latest constitution exercise and the reasons behind. And I think I actually have answered this at the last Hong Kong Task Force as well as previous meeting. But allow me to elaborate a little further, is that back in 2007 and 8, the Planning Department actually conducted a very comprehensive urban design study for Central Harbour Front. And in that exercise, two stages of public consultation were carried out, and it was agreed by that consultation of the new position or the location for the reassembly of the Queen's Pier, which is between Pier 9 and 10. That was an agreement made or at least concluded by the UDS conducted at that time. So there was extensive discussion of that location issue. And during that time, we consulted AAB, the former GC, and relevant professional bodies, as well as the 18 district councils. So I think I really have to reiterate that the latest engagement exercise conducted by CEDD was mainly to ask public on two questions, which is the architectural design for the top of the resembled Queen's Pier, as well as the landing step arrangement. So the location issue actually was kind of concluded in 2007. But then the secretary, in his reply, actually responded to the question and elaborated that because the reassembly of QP at its original location at this particular current juncture would be impractical from an engineering perspective, because it would have conflict with a number of existing or planned infrastructure, which includes Longwall Road, which is now built. It would have to be realigned. There would be existing box culvert underneath it that need to be modified, and then there will be serious restrictions posed on the future of future planning of the infrastructure works beneath it, including also site 4 of the new Central Harbourfront, because members would remember that the site area is actually very close to the original location. And then I think I have to make a differentiation between Queen's Pier and the Piazza project, because first of all, the Piazza project was recommended also by the UDS to be built to commemorate the historical significance of QP. And I think members would remember that this task force and the district council agreed on design that on the original location, we would use simple water feature to mark up the original location of Queen's Pier. So the in terms of structure and also in terms of the inclusion of infrastructure works, I think the two projects cannot be said to be on par to each other. So I wonder if CD is any supplement, but I think
Paul's question was specific to the works that are underground, if you like, which might be prohibiting the erection of the structure on that site. CDD, would you like to comment? Thank you.
Yeah. Regarding the underground work, actually there are two elements. One is the existing, which Christine has already mentioned. If we're going to build a Queen's Pier at the original location, we have to move the cover, we have to move the rolls. And the other, which Paul mentioned, is about the extent overrun tunnel. That is actually to cater for the enhancement of the surface from Dong Chung to Central, as well as the implementation of the law of Island 9 being planned by highways department. But if you will put the Queen's Pier there before the overrun tunnel is built, then you virtually end up in more or less you cannot build the extended overrun tunnel. So that is that's what I have to supplement. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much. Paul?
Just to follow through, and again, I don't think it's been answered, the extended overrun tunnel was promised to be finished by 2012. That was the 2007 promise. So is it now correct that the government has not built the tunnel, that the area will have to be opened up again, and the tunnel has still to be built? So that is that's my question. The second point that is a point for notice is that Longwall Road does not have to be realigned under the proposals that have been made. It only has to be realigned if we would stick to the old location plus adding a waterfront feature. That was that was the comments that we had in 2007 when the government went to 18 district councils to get their support. That it was proposed to the district councils that there was going to be a waterfront feature and that the whole road had to be removed. It's not the case. The only question that people have suggested is that there is no waterfront feature and that the building is being set back so the Longwall Road does not have to be realigned. So, which is exactly the location as the proposal for the plaza that is now proposed to cover the plaza. So I'll leave that as a note to make sure that government from now on does not suggest that we'll need to move the road, because the road doesn't have to be moved. So then it comes down to the extent, the culvert. The culvert is minor works, but the extended overrun tunnel is of course a serious issue in terms of timing. So what is the new timing for the completion of that tunnel?
Now, Paul, I have to say the culvert is not a minor work. It's quite a big underground culvert. To move it is not really a minor work. Okay, now, point number two is about the extent overrun tunnel. As I mentioned, that is serve two functions. One is to enhance the service from Dong Chung to Central, and the other is for the North Island 9. Under the Railroad Review 2014, actually the NIL is on the program, but the target completion date is a bit deferred. But I would say that we have to maintain the option open for building the overrun tunnel, otherwise we'll scrap the NIL. Okay.
Okay. Right, I'm going to draw a line there. Paul, Vincent wants to say something, but we need to get into the agenda. So, Vincent, please. Yeah.
Chairman, I hear Paul's comment on this, and there's a lot of things that I can agree with Paul on this technical point, but I think I would like to bring up another issue. Well, because on this technical issue, for one who has stayed in this commission long enough, I think we are repeating ourselves again and again, and I feel so scary and boring about all this, because nothing go ahead, and then we keep on repeating the same thing. Technical issue: can we move the culvert? Can we move the road? That has been very thoroughly discussed in 2006, 2007, when we fight against the removal of the Queen's Pier, when we were in the Central Harbourfront Urban Design Study. And I think, well, the decision has been made throughout that urban design study that when we consulted the public, the result is that the public prefer that to be between 9 and 10, Pier 9 and 10. I do not agree to that, but I've got to respect the decision made by the public. I must admit that I was the minority that asked that Queen's Pier to be put at that position. So once a process of decision making has been made, the next step is to go ahead with implementation. So I'm actually express my disappointment on the late implementation of that Queen's Pier, right? So I have urged in this meeting that should be implemented as agreed, as decided by the public, as soon as possible. So what I do not want is that people are taking this opportunity again to discuss what has been discussed 9 years ago, and it would be never-ending process. When you say that, well, it should be put back into the position, you're actually saying that we are now having an opportunity to discuss where the Queen's Pier should be located. And here come people who are saying that Queen's Pier should be relocated to Lantau, and some say that it should be back to London, right? So are we trying to open up this, or should we, as people who care about harbourfront implementation, to ask the government to implement that what has been agreed as soon as possible. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Vincent. Very quickly.
Thank you, Chair. As a representative of the Hong Kong Institute of Architects, I think we have to make our stance clear also, because we have been the minority back in those days of the Central Urban Design Studies, and we are the ones who actually propose strongly that Queen's Pier should be there. But then, after all the due process, we are now, like Winston said, we are in support of implementing what the public has decided on as practically as soon as possible. And that's our official position. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Engineering view? We've had surveyors and architects.
Just two quick points. On Queen's Pier, I also like to echo Winston's view. We should do it as soon as possible. Actually, when I was in government, I agreed to use our explosive depot to store the Queen's Pier. I was told that it will be removed in 5 years. Now we've been dragged on for 10 years now. Okay. My second point, I'd like to make a point about EVAs. At the informal session last time, I did raise the possibility of including some guidelines in Hong Kong Planning Standard and guidelines to facilitate safe, shared use of EVAs. May I ask, are we taking this forward?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it's minuted and it will be taken forward. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.